Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. We are talking with Patricia Blanton, who is our new principal at Amelia Earhart Elementary. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Hello.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Patricia Blanton?
First and foremost, a mom and a wife. Two kids, a girl who's 21, and she's headed off to college soon. She is going to law school in Creighton, so she's moving out of the house, and that's going to be a tough one.
That's hard.
She's moving out July 31st. So that's going to be my first one out, and that'll be difficult. But I'm very lucky to have our son because he keeps us young, and he's involved in everything, and he's always has people at our house. So we are the house where everyone goes.
Everyone goes. Yeah.
My husband and I have been married 24 years.
That's awesome. And you don't live around here.
No, I've got a commute. I live in Helper.
I was born
and raised in Helper. I live next door to where my grandparents lived. I spent all of my time at my grandparents' house. So that is home.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background in education.
So I went into education a little late. I had already had my daughter by the time I decided to go back and get my bachelor's. I got my associate's right out of high school. So 1 year after I graduated high school, I had my associate's done. And then I stopped and went into my family's business. Planned on doing that for the rest of my life. And my husband and I don't know, one day I just realized like we had nothing new to talk about because our day was exactly the same. We were both in the same business. So it was very boring.
That's hilarious.
It was boring. It was like we'd go home and be like, well, how was your day? Well, you know how my day was because you were there and you experienced everything I experienced. So in some ways that was really good and great because I was able to stay home with my daughter.
Yeah.
And honestly, college was never something that was pursued in my family. I was the first one to get a bachelor's degree, so it wasn't like pushed ever. But I did decide I wanted to go back to school eventually. And originally I was going to go into accounting because I wanted to make a lot of money, right? Yeah. And that was like... I can make a lot of money.
So I started
doing some accounting classes and I was like, this is just not for me.
Yeah.
Because by that time I was about 29.
Okay.
And kind of realized where I wanted to go, right? So I was talking to my grandparents and my grandma's like, I've always thought you'd be a great teacher, an excellent teacher. You need to go into teaching. I was like, well, I want to make money.
I want to make money. So teaching isn't really the profession I should pursue.
Yeah. But then I was like, she's right. Like, I need to go into something I love, not go into something just to make a lot of money. So I started some classes and I really enjoyed them. I was really excited. So I finished and got my bachelor's and started about 30 years old. So I was about 30 by the time I started teaching.
What grade did you start teaching?
A scary one first.
Oh, that is scary.
Actually, it was kind of great though, because my daughter at that time was in first grade.
Okay, perfect.
So I got to teach her in first grade. So it was kind of honestly really wonderful. And 29 first graders was a lot for my first
year
teaching.
That's a lot.
By the time we had our first SEP conference, it was September and I didn't even know all the kids' names yet. No, not really, but you know, it was just like—
It just felt that way for
such
sure.
Such a lot of kids and so much information to try to get to parents and be like, this is what we're doing. Very next year, I moved to fifth grade.
Okay.
And then the very next year, I moved to sixth grade.
Okay.
And I stayed there 1 year. Well, 2 years, sorry. So sixth grade. And then they moved sixth grade to the middle school. And so I moved with the sixth graders to the middle school. And at the middle school, I taught four different subjects in four different years. So I did language arts and social studies 1 year, social studies another year, and then math for 2 years. So I guess I was wrong. I did three subjects in 4 years. And I actually really loved the middle school. Like most people are really nervous.
Uh-huh.
I would say that's one of my favorite
age groups.
Yeah. And again, I had my daughter.
Oh my
goodness. At the middle school.
Oh my gosh.
So poor child, I knew everything and everyone who liked everyone. So that, yeah, I was involved a lot in her education. And then I moved into Provo District and at Edgemont. And I actually brought my son for 1 year to Edgemont in the French immersion. Okay. That was fun to watch because he was counting in French when he was learning math. And it was really I was taken aback. But it was COVID year, so he didn't get to finish all of it. And at that time, we were living in Mapleton. We still had our house in Helper. But I was also doing my doctorate degree. And I finished a lot sooner than I thought I would because my husband was commuting. And so I decided I would commute after that first year and in Edgemont. So I've been commuting since. So I spent a few years at Edgemont in fifth grade. Loved it. And then I went to Provost as the Title I coordinator. And then I went now for 2 years at Provo High as the assistant principal. And I'm really excited now to move on to Amelia as the principal. So I'm really excited.
So you have like a huge range of experiences and you know kids at like literally every level of development. That's awesome.
I think that's exciting. Actually, yeah. And I did 1 year between moving from the middle school to Edgemont. I went to the university. I was getting a master's degree in human resources and they paid for my degree. And so I spent a year at the university part time and I ran their supplemental instruction program at Utah State University. Eastern in Price. Yeah. And so I would teach the kids. They would go sit in math classes to help other students. So they would tutor, but I would teach them like engagement strategies and different things to try with students who were going to them for tutoring.
Oh my gosh.
So wow. I would say yes, I've kind of run the gamut of different levels of education. Other than kindergarten, that's probably about the only grade level I've never been in. And that's probably the scariest one.
It might be. Tell me a little bit about why you're excited to go to Amelia.
So Amelia has a great family feel. Yeah. Everyone I interviewed was just like, it feels like home when you come here.
It definitely
does. So I'm really excited to go there and keep that going. I'm also really excited because they have such a diverse population of students. And I love that. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to go there with some of the teachers that have been there a while, but also a lot of new teachers coming on. So it'll be fun to just create that culture together and keep the family feel going.
That's awesome.
The secretary there and the registrar and everybody have just been so amazing. So I'm really excited to have that support.
They definitely set the tone of the school when you walk in the door, for sure, always. If you could let students know one thing about you, what would you want them to know about you?
For the students, I just want them to know I care and that I believe in them. I feel that when students know that, they'll reach any bar that you set or expectation that you want.
That's great. I think a lot of times students don't realize how much we actually believe in them and know they can do things. You'll go into different schools and there'll be different mindsets sometimes where there isn't that level of expectation. And you're like, oh no, every kid can do this. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yep.
So
as a PLC lead in lots of different schools, that was one of the things that we really aspired to when I would meet with kids over and over and over again on the same topic. They really got bugged by that, especially at the middle school. They're like, do I have to do this again? I'm like, yes, you still don't have it.
Yeah.
And eventually they were like, can you just give me some homework so I can go practice with my parents and different things? So eventually they were like, she's not giving up on me. She's going to make me keep doing this until I have this one particular skill. And it built great relationships with the students, but they also knew I wasn't going to give up on them. So
that's good. They couldn't pull one over on you. That's for sure.
You just can't be done. You have to get this skill. Like everybody has to have it to move on to the next grade level or whatever. So
that's right. Tell me a little bit about what you hope parents would know about you.
I want parents to know that I'm there. I'm open to communication and, you know, listening to their needs, that I'm there to support the students and what's in the best interest of the students.
What are some of the things that you've been really excited about that you've heard about at Amelia that you're like, this is going to be really fun. I'm excited to be a part of this particular event.
Well, I went to the sixth grade kickball game.
That is the thing.
So I'm a little nervous about that one. I definitely know I need to get outside people to come and ref and all those things. But I'm really excited to do that again next year. I've already had fourth graders walk down the hall that day. They were like, are we doing this next year? And I'm like, well, you're in fourth grade. But are we going to keep this going? No, that's what they wanted to know, right? So yeah, I'm excited to keep that going. We did the skate night. That was fun. I went and participated in that and helped out with that. And that was a lot of fun as well. And I went and watched the play. I know you went and watched the play as well. And
that's amazing.
That's something I want to...
exposure and those opportunities for kids are pretty great.
I was blown away with how good they were.
Yeah.
Lots of those types of things. I'm really excited to keep going. I know a lot of the teachers there are running PLCs really well, so I want to just keep that going and bring in the new teachers and get them on board with that as well.
I know one of the things that the teachers have expressed that they've really appreciated, too, is that since they've had an assistant principal, they like that their principal can be in their classrooms and kind of see what their needs are and respond to that. And so they really appreciate the presence of a principal and the advice and the mentoring they get from principals. That's always been part of their culture.
I think that's one of the big things I'm looking forward to, is being more of an instructional leader. And since I've spent a lot of my time in elementary ed, I feel like I can do that for teachers.
Yeah. So. Well, you have a lot of experience with that. You have a lot of experience building reading and math skills and all of those things. So, and it's a little bit different when you're at the high school and you're trying to get this kid not to fight this kid, or to get this kid to go to class or earn their credits.
Yep.
You're going to be a rock star. Yeah, I mean, you are a rock star at Provo High, let's be real. But an even bigger rock star at Amelia.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to love it. What are some of the challenges as we transition from one principal to another? As you go into a new school, you're a new person. So how do you help all the stakeholders feel at ease about that transition?
So one of the things I've been doing since February is going in and talking to teachers. I've been to PTA meetings through last 3 or 4 months.
Yep.
I've also been at the school community council meetings. I just want to be a listening ear as I've been making the transition, so that I can hear what's important to them.
That's good.
What traditions they want to keep.
Yep.
You know, those sorts of things. I also, last PTA meeting I taught to them, I said, I'm excited for the first of the year. What are we doing the first day? You know, and they were like, oh, I'm so excited to hear you say that. So I've got tons of ideas going through my head. And yeah, just making sure I've talked to lots of people, kind of gather their input and make sure I'm listening to that as I transition into what I'm doing. And I've talked to the teachers, met a few students, been to some events, you know, so I feel like I've slowly transitioned in without kind of just barging in.
Yeah. No, I think you've done a really good job with that. I've seen you at lots of different things and just trying to get to know all of the different aspects of the community and just your drive, and you have passion and you're excited for kids to progress. Like, that just comes across. Like, you have an awesome energy about you. I hope people see that.
It's coming across on the podcast. It's a little nerve-wracking in front of a microphone, but yeah.
But yes, you definitely have that. What has been one of the greatest joys in education? What are the cool things that go along with this job that you want to share?
I think everyone says it, but it's that aha moment, right? When a kid, as you're teaching or doing something with them, and they're like, ah, now I get it. You know, that is the biggest driver behind probably any teacher. When you get that moment, you're like, ah, finally, what I said got through. I think that's the biggest, like, the hairs on your arm stand up, you know, because you're so excited, especially with a student you haven't given up on, right?
That's right.
And they're finally like, oh my gosh, I'm getting this math concept, and, you know, or I'm reading.
Yes, I know. That's so cool.
And especially when you see it in the lower grades, the reading progresses so quickly. Yep. It's incredible what happens. Mm. And I would say, so my favorite educational quote is, no one can take your education from you.
Oh, that's very true.
And so even with getting my own degrees, it wasn't so I could have more pay, because getting a doctorate degree doesn't give you a lot more pay.
No.
It was just
you pay a lot more to get it than you get in return for it.
Yeah, the degree is very expensive, but it was just so I had it, because I'm like, that's the one thing no one can take from me.
You'll have it forever.
Education is the one thing no one can take from you. So that's my favorite quote.
That's great. And the skills that kids are developing, and just those, I don't know, it's just, it's so great to walk into an elementary school and just see how excited kids are to be at school, to learn new things, to show what they know. I mean, it's just, I know it happens at all levels, but it really does happen at the elementary level in such an extraordinary way. It's pretty magical.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty magical place. Tell us a great story that you've had with a student that might be appropriate for a podcast.
I've got a lot of stories from Provo High that maybe aren't as appropriate. I would say one is that I had a student that I was working with a lot at the middle school level, and he was struggling with long division. So I knew his parents pretty well, actually, because I'd known him for a really long time, and their daughters were friends with my daughter. Like, they had some twins that were her age, and they asked me to work with him a lot, and so I would work with him even after school on occasion, and he was one of the ones that after a while, like probably a month of long division every day after school, which is torturous for student and teacher. He was like, can I just have some homework so we can go home and practice this? And eventually he got it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that was like just one of those moments that really brings it back for me of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And yeah, admin, you lose a little bit of that. That's why I'm actually excited to kind of go back to an elementary and be in the classrooms more, mm-hmm. just so I can participate in that,
yep.
you know, and have more of that connection with students, because you lose that a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. With each layer that you go, you get a little more distanced from the kids, and you're spending more time with teachers who are spending time with kids. And
yeah.
you do get a little more time with kids. You get to read stories in front of them and do different things. And
yeah.
so that's.
And I know Ryan's been in classrooms
yes.
where he just takes over for like half an hour or something.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to that, of like, leave me with the kids for a minute, you know, let's do something fun.
That's what'll make your day too.
Yeah.
So it'll keep that perspective. What is something that all kids have in common? It doesn't matter what school you're at. It's just something that it doesn't matter if you're at an elementary school or a high school or whatever it is. We could convey to parents and to the community that this is what education really is about.
Yeah.
What would you say that is?
Well, I will say kids are kids.
Yes.
Whether they're little kids or big kids, they all need attention. They all crave it.
That's for sure.
You know, and so they're going to get it one way or the other. It might be positive or negative, but they all are craving that adult connection. Even if I know middle school is hard and people are scared of middle schoolers, but that was like the area where I felt like, oh, I'm really needed here, because these kids are going through a lot in their lives.
Yeah.
They're learning who they are. They're trying to be a little bit independent, but they still need somebody, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I made a lot of connections with students at that age level, because I did student government and different things. And they really all just need connection and somebody yeah. that believes in them and loves them, but that also has high expectations of,
yes.
we're getting this done. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just they really want a connection. They want people to care about them. Even when they push you away, they want you to care about them. They want you to keep trying and annoying them.
I love that. And annoying them. That's perfect. What is one thing that you wish that our community knew about education in Provo that maybe they don't know about? Because you've been at different schools. So you've been at Edgemont, you've been at Provost, you've been at Provo High. Now you're going to Amelia. That's quite a range. And so you have a lot of insight to share about that. So tell us a little bit about what you wish all of the outsiders could know about what's going on in Provo.
Okay. Well, I've seen a lot of change in Provo, right? When I first came, it was more siloed. Kind of mm-hmm. schools did what they thought was best for their schools. And that sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. I really want to say I appreciate you, because I feel like you've brought a lot of great leadership to this district. I've seen superintendents that just use it as a stepping stone. So like, oh, I'm going to go to Provo, but next year I can go somewhere bigger or something like that. And so a lot of things are swept under the rug, or big changes aren't made. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've made a lot of big changes.
Yeah, I know it irritates a lot of people.
I'm sure it has. And so that's actually, like, I really admire you for that. I didn't come on here to, to
I know.
Totally.
Wow, I didn't pay her any money for this at all.
I wasn't expecting to do that. But no, I really appreciate your leadership and the leadership that you've created, because I feel like we're headed towards good things
yeah.
as a district.
Yeah, I think we're doing some great things. There's some really just outstanding things taking place across the board, I would agree. Well, we are excited to have you at Amelia. I'm excited to see you return to the elementary and be a,
yeah,
you're going to be an incredible principal. Looking forward to it, and just appreciate the work you've already done and look forward to more.
Awesome.
Here we
well,
go.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Here I come, Amelia. Let's go.
Woohoo! Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Don't forget to join us again next week when we are back with an all-new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.